The warm rain was hitting my back, and as I leaped forward in the muddy ground, my feet gave in, and I slid, landed on my back, 1-2 seconds, got back up and kept running. Hello and welcome everyone to another episode of Dad Bod to Rad Bod, where we talk about all things about 75 hard and I guess in general tips about how you can become in better shape or basically a better version of yourself. Things that I've gone through, events, highlights. I've lost 30 pounds this year. I've gained 20 pounds this year. We've done it all. So we don't want you to gain 20 pounds, but we want you to learn from the mistakes that I make and I'm continuing to make, how I'm processing doing 75 hard, the 75 hard year, and things that I think about all the time. This week, what I did is I did something very unique that I want to share with you guys. And I think this week's episode is all going to be about teamwork or companionship when it comes to working out and trying to be your best self. It also can apply to diets. So let's just talk about the most basic way that you can involve teamwork when it comes to working out. And that is basically, I think of a buddy system. So if you can think of all the times maybe you have gone or you've worked out with a friend, whether you ran with a friend or you went to the gym with a friend and you guys either did the same class or you lifted weights together and just took turns, that is a very enjoyable way to go to the gym and to share a good bonding moment with a friend at the same time getting a good workout in, getting your ass whooped at a class, or just laughing. I remember I used to do in university, I used to just laugh with my friends, we lifted weights, and we got a workout in. We had a good time, sometimes we talk about other things, plan our weekends. And the buddy system is very, very good when it comes to just keeping yourself accountable and also showing up to the gym. So if you're gonna show up to the gym 3 times a week, now a lot of us get lost in our lives and we gain weight, we become unfit, we become unhappy, we become emotionally unstable. Think about the concept of mental health. There's millions and billions of dollars going into mental health. And I believe that, and I'm sure Andy also believes the exact same thing, and a lot of you guys, I'm sure, realize that some people are just happier than others. And there's a lot of correlation between being happy and being mentally stable, but at the same time, exercising, eating healthy, getting proper sunlight, doing activities, getting at least 30 minutes of cardio or of exercise every day, right? That could just be a walk. So what I'm essentially talking to you guys about is that having some kind of group or buddy system is not only going to help you potentially get to where you want to be in terms of your exercise goals or even a dietary goal, but it also is going to make it more fun and in a lot of ways more rewarding. And that could be a strategy that you guys can employ with 75 Hard. So if you go to the 75 Hard Facebook groups, a lot of people have asked each other for accountability buddies. Maybe you have a WhatsApp group. You can do it that way. But I also found that when I was exercising with people, which is very, very rare in my 75 hard experience because of the pandemic, you know, I was working out at home, I was just running by myself outside or riding the bike. The times I did go, specifically with my running group, or I worked out with a small class, it actually made it a little bit more memorable, even, you know, watching someone sweat beside me and, you know, having a peek and being like, wow, this is such a hard class. And they laugh and they're like, yeah, it's kicking our butt. You know, I remember those things. They make the day memorable. You know, like, oh, I met Sally. She's really nice. She's told me a good job. And, you know, it just made it memorable. So what I'm really going to talk about is how I ran a 5-person relay race this Saturday and how awesome it was. Because one of the things that we're going to talk about is making something out of nothing. This is a concept that I've talked to you guys about a few times throughout this podcast, is that by going out and running in the rain or running in the snow or lifting weights after your kids go to sleep or squeezing in a workout in between work or appointments is you've made your day more complicated. And sometimes, like for example, in my 5-person 53 kilometer relay, which I was basically had to do 2 laps around a lake, that it was a really crappy day. It wasn't cold though, but it had rained all night and all day basically until the race was over. Then it stopped raining, of course. Thank you, rain gods, for making sure we ran in the rain in the forest. It was a trail run. That this race, by being at this race, I had done a lot of tough exercise as well as made the day very memorable, because if it was a crappy, cloudy, rain all morning type of day, you probably would have stayed inside, watched some TV, did a puzzle with your kids, something like that. Would not likely be memorable. However, this relay race, it's called the Sticks and Stones here in one of the local towns. It's only half an hour from me here in Southern Ontario. I'll tell you guys what happened and how we made a lot of fun memories from this event. At the end of the day, the event kicked our ass. We had a hard workout. I was sore the next day. So here's what it was. So it is a trail run course. So you have to run through the forest. It's basically at a conservation. So you can think of like your local national park. There's normally a lake, maybe there's some mountains, whatever, wherever you live. And there's lots of trails, right? So basically, instead of running on the pavement, we run through the trail, which is something I've almost never, ever done. I've definitely gone on hikes during the 75 hard, during my workouts. I've gone on hikes just for fun. I like doing that. My kids like doing it. It tires your kids out. I recommend doing it quite often so they go to sleep on time. And then you can get a little rest, and also you will go to sleep on time. So this Sticks and Stones, it was on Saturday, the October the 9th. First and foremost, I am part of the Milton Running Group. I don't meet with them too often because I have the 2 young kids and blah, blah, blah. But every time I've met with them, it's been memorable. When I run on my own, I'm running like 8-9 kilometers. Basically 8 kilometers is basically my target. And then sometimes I run a little bit more. And a few times I've got to 9 when I was a little bit faster and a bit more peak shape, which I would not say I'm at that point yet right now. Whenever I run with a group, a few things happens. One is that we normally run 10 kilometers. So we run a little further than normal for me. So it pushes me a little bit. 2, it's actually very, very fun and easy to run this 10K when I run it with a group of a few people, because basically the whole time we are running, we are talking about something, or, there's like 10 people there, let's say, sometimes there's more, sometimes there's less, and, someone runs beside you and they just chit chat with you. And every time you go, you may recognize some of the main people that go. So you build more of a relationship with them. When you're talking and working out, things go pretty fast. All of a sudden, you're done your 10 kilometers. It's been an hour. Maybe you didn't run it as fast. The point is not to challenge yourself for speed, but it is to complete the distance and to have a good workout. You're chatting with people. Maybe you don't even know them, but you can make friends. There are some benefits with this beyond just running. As I will tell you that one of the athletes in our team messaged me after that they might need to sell a house. And for me as a real estate agent, I was like, okay, well, wow, I did not expect that. Great, let's hope it works out. Now, just to be clear to you guys, the only real team I had is the running group per se, other than the online support from the 75 Hard group, which is pretty good. It's something. But, it just depends on how involved you are and that kind of thing. But I will tell you what I learned by being part of the running group. And, of course, you can use this in different sports and domains and cycling and weightlifting and everything, right? You could be part of a group, you could be part of a team, you could just go with your buddies. That is a team per se, right? So what I learned from the running group. The first time I ever went running, we ended up doing 10K, and at the time I was only running 8. So it was actually really hard for me to run 10. So I had to push myself, and I beat my best pace ever by following everyone. Also, one of the main
characters in the group, one of the main people that goes often, he slowed down, ran beside me, and told me to control my breathing, which is something I remember to this day. So when I was running this trail event, and there was like a really steep hill, there's one really steep hill, not the craziest hill in the world, but it is pretty steep for trail running standards. I kept thinking about controlling my breathing throughout the race and at that moment. And also, I went and did hills with them one time. And so I started learning how to actually sprint up a hill. So it helped with the hill here. What it really does is that it teaches you small things that you didn't think about, that basically you cannot learn on your own for the most part. You just have to experience it, right? If I was breathing heavily, someone noticed it. If I have bad posture or bad technique, someone may give me a helping hand. Yes, you can hire a coach perhaps, but I'm just saying as that this type of group will not only help you develop your form, but it'll give you tips on future events and future runs or whatever discipline your team is in. And because this is running, I also think that because I chose running as my main cardio, which I don't mind, it is difficult for me a little bit. Like, I'm not the fastest guy, but I'm the slowest guy. You know, it's a difficult thing, right? It just burns twice as many calories as cycling, essentially. It also opens up the door for other running events. And there's a lot of running in events, right? I mean, there's just all the running events. And then there's like triathlons and the trail runs and all these things that are kind of like just fun to do, right? If you think about how people have hobbies, if running a trail event like four times a year is a fun thing to do, that is a great hobby to have in your life and your overall well-being, because you're going to be running a lot, you're going to be in the outdoors, you're probably going to be outside in the sun a lot. These are all the things that make people happy. If you ask the happiest people in the world, obviously some of them may say like money or being rich and famous, all that stuff, but no, I'm pretty sure the people that are the happiest in the world are the ones that spend quality time outside doing exercise, doing active sports and recreational things, whether it be camping, hunting, whatever. Like, you know, everyone's different. You know, somebody may go on a canoe ride. But all I'm saying is that by joining a team, you learn a lot from them. You share their interests. They're like-minded people, right? That's another thing is like, if I post that I went for a run, somebody may say good job, but my immediate friends, none of them work out. None of them go running, like my best friend. So they don't care. What's the point in telling them? Maybe when you're with them, you tell them, oh yeah, I ran a couple times, proud of myself. Your good friends will probably be genuinely happy for you that you're out there exercising and testing your limits and just making something out of nothing. But they don't really care on the whole. They're not going to ask you every week. They can't relate to you because they're not doing these activities. So you're with like-minded people, which is a really great place to be when you challenge yourself for these type of activities.
So anyways, so we signed up. The Milton Running Group was posted that they would like to do this 53-kilometer relay. So the sticks and stones will allow people to run. It's a 5.3-kilometer lap around the lake. So you can sign up for the 5-kilometer, 10-kilometer, 25-kilometer, and then 53-kilometer. You can do it as individual or you can do it as a team. No way I'm doing 53 kilometers individual anytime soon. I mean, I've been talking about running a marathon for many times on this podcast and in my own lifetime, and I have not ran more than 18 kilometers in the last year and a half at any one run. So I'm nowhere close to that. Also, I never run on trails, so it's a little bit more difficult. So by being part of the group, first and foremost, I had a chance to be like, yeah, all right, I'll do it. Now for me, having the two kids, and my wife reminded me casually that she's going out with her friends that day, I quickly called my mom and I said, hey mom, do you want to, are you busy? Do you want to come to the race with me? And maybe we'll take the kids, we'll have fun, like it's at a park, like, you know, they'll jump on rocks, they'll do the trails, and then we'll, you know, I'll run, and then maybe we'll do something together as well. She said, yeah, sure. So I messaged the group, I called them up, and I was the fifth member. I said, great. So what ended up happening is my wife didn't have to leave till noon to go out with her friend. She had a girls' night, good for her. So the race started at 9 a.m. So my son Oliver, my mom, Danuta is her name, and I went over there nice and early, left by, I think, 8 in the morning. Just a quick heads up, if you're going to do a race, as this is literally the first race I've done in 13 years, try to go a little early, especially if you're first, because I was first. And I got there probably like 8:35, but by the time I set up and everything, I had like 6 minutes before I had to run. It seemed like very fast, and I was totally prepared physically to run that race. I had actually ran on Tuesday running hills. I went to like a local bridge 2 kilometers from my house. I ran there, ran up and down the bridge 7 times. It actually gets a little easier to run hard up hills, basically. And that actually helped me in the training. So I was physically ready to go. But what I did not think about is that even though I had a glorious, wonderful number 2 early in the morning, I had a glorious poop, my body told me that 1.5 hours later, I should have went 1 more time. So when they did the countdown and I started running, the whole 5.3 kilometer lap, I felt like I had to go number 2. So that was a battle that was not necessary, but it happens. So guys, just a quick heads up, make sure you're good to go for the bathroom right before any kind of race, a timed race. So what about the race? So it was really cool, but it was hard because it was raining the whole time. So the ground was wet, and then you have to run through the trails. So some parts of the trail were quite muddy, and it got worse later on because I had to do 2 laps, and we basically took turns. So I went first, someone else went second, and then third. But when you went around the first time, what I told you guys at the beginning of the podcast is that right after the 1 kilometer mark, I had actually slipped because the ground was sloped to one side. And so I slipped and slid on my back in the mud for like 2 seconds. So essentially I fell, but it didn't hurt. I just got right back up and started running again, totally normal. Other than, you know, once I got past this section, which was quite slippery, then I could, you know, put the pedal to the metal a bit more until, of course, I hit my first hill. But the point is actually it was pretty fun. So it was memorable to slip on the trail and continue to go. Yes, my back was more muddy. And when I got back, I was like, hey, guys, like, watch out for this section. It's kind of cool to be the first one because you kind of feel like an insider. So when I got back, I'm like, watch out for the slippery section. And then there's a hill right after that. And when I was running up that hill, my legs did hurt. It really did hurt, especially that 9 in the morning running up that hill on your 2nd kilometer, slippery terrain. But because I had run those hills earlier in the week, my mind was there, right? Some of my training from meeting with a group, controlling my breathing, these are all things that went through my mind when I'm pushing myself. And the thing with hills is that you're actually supposed to go faster up the hill. You're supposed to push yourself. And that's not something I knew before I had done the hills with the group. So all these things helped me get through the terrain. There were a couple other spots in the trail that were slippery. The last 500 meters, there were lots of puddles. And there's really no way to avoid the puddles. So you just had to mentally prepare that you're just going right through the water. Like, some of them were ankle deep. And one time my shoe came off, so I had to quickly put it back on. But that's what I'm saying, guys. Like, it was hard. When I got back, I was happy to, tag my teammate in, and he went, and I could finally go to the bathroom. But, you know, fill everyone in on the parts of the trails that, you know, what it was like. But I will say that it was very enjoyable to do something. And the whole point is that we went to this park, we ran through a trail, my son was there, my mom was there, everyone was having a good time. It was raining. It was like 18 degrees, so it's not cold. But we made something out of nothing. We, you know, burnt off a crap load of calories. We met a bunch of people. Some of the people that, like one of the guys in my group, and there was another individual that I knew from doing a David Coggins event. He did it as well. We never met each other. That was the first time we met. We just stayed in touch online, you know, as compatibility buddies. That it was just a fun experience. You know, you meet a lot of people. You see that there's some people that are regulars. They're part of the circuit. Kind of reminds me of the old days when I used to like do some events as kids. When I used to play like card tournaments, and you know, you go to different places and you see some regulars there. You kind of become part of the group. It's just, all I can say is that this is the right way, I think, to expand your happiness, to look forward to things, to challenge yourself, right? Physically, mentally. And when I got back, right, we felt like we were rewarded. We should have a beer. Oliver had a great time. He was exhausted. Once he found the tent snacks, or the snack tent, I should say, his eyes lit up. It was pretty hilarious. After my second time running the loop, I went over there and I saw there were like 6 cupcakes missing, and I joked around with the tent ladies that my son ate like 5 of them probably. it was a great experience. I gotta tell you guys. So in hindsight, reflecting on joining the team, even just joining my local group just to be a member where I can post my results, where people will, I'm with like-minded people that are also doing the same activities. They're all cheering for each other. You know, we do get a chance to get to know each other, sometimes run with each other. So we do the events together, and they'll post random events that are happening that you will remind yourself, oh, maybe I do want to challenge myself with this trail run. I have Saturday free. I can make this work. And yeah, even bringing my son and my mom, I had to juggle some stuff. So there's a lot of elements here that just made the day so much more enjoyable and rewarding. And I have a cool medal. I got some pictures online to back it up. And I learned a lot. And now I'm thinking that maybe I should do a bunch more of these trail runs next year. Maybe I should start doing more, right? Because I talked about it, right? You want to talk the talk. You want to walk the walk. You don't want to just talk the talk. I talk to you guys, you know, the audience that this podcast has, that I want to do more events because it will help me have a reason to train. It'll help me, give me a reason to run. It'll give me a reason to lift weights, you know, whatever it is, right? To stay in shape, to try to continue to develop better eating habits and better study habits. And to essentially meet more people in a way that's an acceptable, fun way to meet like-minded people. And so now it's time to walk the walk. So I did my first event. I think many more to go. And then right after that trail run, like right after the weekend, I saw this morning that someone posted there's like a 5-pack you can buy for next year, where there's like 5 different trail runs in like 5 different locations, you know, in 5 different months next year. And if you buy it like within a reasonable time, like you get cheaper. And I'm like, yeah, you know what, maybe I should do that. So maybe I'll do like a couple half marathon trail runs, a couple 10K trail runs, like nothing too crazy, but it'll just make next year so much more fun in a very simple, innocent way. And it'll force me to continue to run, right? I mean, I have to, if I'm gonna do a half marathon, I gotta run at least 3-4 times a week for a month before that, or even 2 months before that, to get myself prepared. Because the training that I've done with the group, the training that I've done on my own, helps me prepare for the actual event. That's just plain and simple. And mentally, I'm thinking about those times that I was running up the hill, of what people told me, of things that I learned, so I can persevere. And you should too. Get yourself a group, guys. Enjoy.